The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Did you know that Catholics and Protestants count differently? Of course, we all use the same numbers, 1, 2, 3, but we don't use them the same way. For example, we count church membership differently. Protestants count individual members, but Catholics count by families. For example, here at Immaculate Conception, we have over 1,800 families, roughly 6,000 people, give or take a few. Believe me, there's a few I'd like to give or take. Protestants and Catholics count our Sunday collections differently, because Protestants actually have something to count on Sundays. Protestants use the cash basis accounting, while Catholics use accrual accounting. That's because Catholics have no cash. Protestants count their babies 1, 2, 3. Catholics count our babies by the half dozen or dozen. Protestants count their blessings as they go to church. Catholics count our sins as we go to confession. I'm not saying one way is better than another. I'm just saying they're different. But did you know that Catholics and Protestants even count the Ten Commandments differently? That was our first reading from Exodus chapter 20. Now, how could you possibly count from 1 to 10 differently? Well, several years ago, a friend of mine gave me the Ten Commandments that he had bought at a Protestant gift shop. And I noticed something odd about the enumeration. What we Catholics consider the first commandment, the Protestants parse, divide into two commandments. The first half of the first commandment is, "You shall have no gods besides me." And the second half says, "You shall not carve idols for yourselves." Well, this second half of the Catholic first commandment is actually the second commandment for the Protestants. Now, I'll give you just one guess why Protestants make this prohibition of carving idols a whole commandment by itself. Well, just look around at this church filled with carved images. We Catholics are clearly in violation of the second commandment. Now, I'm not here to criticize how Protestants enumerate the Ten Commandments, but I do want to explain our Catholic accounting practices. That Mosaic prohibition was valid, but only for the Old Testament. where people could not see the face of God and live, let alone utter His holy name. But all that changes in the New Testament with the Incarnation, when God becomes a man. That's why Jesus explains to Philip, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." We can see the face of God and live. And we plaster, pun intended, that face of God in Jesus and in the saints all over our churches. In other words, Jesus comes to tell us that we can count the Ten Commandments differently now. Again, please don't hear me criticizing, but only clarifying Catholic accounting. You know, they say that numbers never lie, and that's true. But you can count numbers differently, even the numbers 1 through 10. And by the way, do you know who is the father of modern accounting? It's a fellow who lived in the 15th century named Luca Pacioli. He was a Catholic monk. Praised be Jesus Christ.